Nice to meet you.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
This really is the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the middle of our hayfield.
But you've secured a special spot in the hearts of EAA people. Tell me about it.
Well, about 6 years ago, a pilot and his wife stopped in here for ice cream. They lived about an hour away. And then they called me and they came back out and said, hey, we really like your hayfield over there. Would you ever be interested in letting us land our planes there? And it was the Super Cubs, like Alaskan bush planes, that they could land in a shorter distance. So they went out and measured it and seen if it would work out for them. And it just all took off
from there. Yeah, pun intended. So, I understand you've been doing this for 6 years.
Yes.
But it sounds like it has just started to grow out of control.
Yes, it has. It's a good out of control, I guess. It's people come from all over, and it's a free event. So people really enjoy coming out here, being in the countryside, and actually getting to see the airplanes up close and personal and get to meet the pilots.
Yeah, well, if they're like most pilots, all you got to do is ask them about their plane and they'll talk.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, most people aren't used to that, just like they aren't used to being on a farm. So it's a win-win for both of us.
Yeah, I guess you get a lot of people that have never been here before, but they heard about it and showed up.
That's right. And a lot of people going to EAA actually stop in, too.
Well, I can see why. The ice cream flavors you have are incredible. So it's been going on for like 6 years. And how many aircraft do you start to get now?
We've started out where we'd maybe get 3 or 4. We've had as many as 20. And then a lot of the in-betweens, 11 to 15.
Wow. So you almost need an air traffic controller out there.
Some nights I wonder. But it works out really well. They've gotten to be good friends now, so it's like a reunion for us every year.
Yeah, and of course you sell a lot of ice cream.
Yes, we do.
Do you stock up for the event? You must.
We do. We stock up. We also added an extra, we call it the ice cream shack, where we sell cones and dishes in there. And then we added a novelty shack that we have all of our ice cream cookie sandwiches, bars, and drumsticks that we sell on there just while we're doing the event where they're flying in just for the 3 or 4 nights.
And I understand you have to have traffic control parking the cars.
Yes, we do. Lots of it.
Did you ever imagine having that kind of a problem?
No. In fact, we were just talking about this the other day. The first year we did it, we sat on the hill and watched the planes land. We didn't have a rope up or anything to, nobody was running out to the field. And now we have to have it roped off and take precautions and all those good things that go with it.
Yeah, the pilots put on an air show, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they do a good job.
Low passes and things like that.
Yes, they do it. Not all the time, but at times when there gets to be so many of them, they're not allowed. They only can do a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to do an ice cream drop? You know, put a target out on the field?
That's an idea. Maybe something we'll plan for the future.
There you go. Who gives the biggest splat?
Yes.
So it has to have been a tremendous boon to the business. Now it really puts you on the map with the locals, didn't it?
Yes, it is. It's gotten to be more than just a local thing. It's actually people from all over the United States that stop in here. And especially this time of the year with everybody traveling, there's just a lot of people. The locals don't generally come on the weekends. They only come during the week.
Right.
They don't want to fight the crowd.
Well, I understand that. Now, I've been coming to EAA for a long time. And I never heard of this place until this year.
Oh, really?
But we're going to have to stop here, yeah.
Yes, I hope everybody does. And we just started our 16th year, so we've been here for a while.
That's good. That's good. How many people do you employ?
Anywhere from 25 to 30.
Oh, so that's a big operation.
Yes.
So you're not only selling here. Are you selling in local stores as well?
No.
Okay, just here.
Just here.
But what's the inspiration for your flavors?
We are a very creative family. We look at a lot of market trends that are out there. Sometimes suppliers bring us ingredients and ask us if we want to try this and see if it might work. So just a little bit of everything. Some days we make a mistake and we turn it into a flavor, and it can be sometimes our best seller.
Yeah, there you go. How about the EAA flavor? Let's see. That'd be vanilla ice cream, a little bit of mud, and a lot of bugs thrown in. we'll work on that.
We just do a runway Sunday.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That sounds great. You've been here 16 years. What did you do before that? Why did you get into ice cream?
We actually are dairy farmers. Okay. We did stop milking our cows about 3 years ago, but we have our own ice cream mix that's made by Lamer's Dairy. That's up in Appleton. And they bring the ice cream mix back here, and we make all the ice cream right here. So we still do farm. We have about 250 acres, about 300 and some by the time we're done renting. And we also have a flock of sheep of 100 and some, and some goats and chickens and ducks.
You gotta have all that.
And pigs and, yeah, and cows still too.
Yep. Yeah, we saw a couple out there. You gotta have cows. It's an ice cream shop.
Yes, we do.
So, any big plans? Anything new coming up? Runway, fuel farm.
We generally we plan things ahead, and then sometimes we fly by the seat of our pants just to make a go of it. Some inspiration comes, and we just run with it and give it a try. Some things we plan every year. We always are running out of room, so adding on another freezer isn't always in the back of our mind, I should say.
Yeah, you're going to be buying Connex containers pretty soon. Stacking them up.
Oh, sure.
You have a beautiful shop here.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm kind of in awe of the whole operation. And I love the fact that the aviators have made it their home, sort of.
They are.
If you're here, you got to stop at the creamery.
The Super Cub organization from the New Holstein Airport there, that they have their convention. Just a wonderful bunch of people. Well, they really are. I stay in contact with them, you know, pretty off and on during the year and things like that. And they are just some genuine people that love their airplanes and love ice cream.
Well, the next question is, you know, are you open to any airplane flying in and landing, or do you have to make advance arrangements?
Yes, they do. They have to go through Randy Korfman of the Super Club organization.
Okay.
He has all the specifics of the field and who can land and who can't.
Okay.
So if they work with him and he decides yes, then it's okay with us.
So we could come in on any given Sunday. Almost.
Well, generally, it's only during the time that they're having their convention.
Okay. So you don't want airplanes just, you know, happen to fly by and see the place.
Yes.
All right. So now who is that we have to come?
His name is Randy Korfman, C-O-R-F-M-A-N.
And that's the New Holstein Airport?
Yes. He is a head of the Super Cub organization there. He is actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, let's see if we can't get you about another 50 or 60 airplanes next year.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, you're holding it so close to AirVenture.
Yes.
People coming out might want to stop. You never know.
Yep. They got to meet all the safety standards and criteria.
Yep. Well, they got to work that through him first.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's an off-airport landing in a field. Who's going to pass that up?
Yeah. Everybody likes a challenge, right?
You got that right. Well, I want to thank you for talking with me. And this, what is the name of the creamery again?
Kelly Country Creamery.
Okay, very great place to stop.
Yeah, just a little bit south of Fond du Lac, exit 92, County Road B.
County Road B.
Yep.
All right, I want to thank you again, Karen, for spending some time with us. And we'll be back later this week with people wanting ice cream.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, this is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.